USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will hold Iran accountable for protests at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. As to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's claim that Iran is to blame, Tehran is denying the charges. Kim Jong-un announced that North Korea will soon introduce a new strategic weapon. Joe Cerencioni is with the Plowshares Fund. He says this marks a setback in relations with Pyongyang.
He promises a new strategic weapon in the near future. This is likely going to be a nuclear-capable ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. We're basically back in 2017.
Secretary Pompeo reacted to the announcement.
President Trump has taken an approach where we've tried to develop a diplomatic pathway. We hope that the North Koreans will reconsider, that they'll continue down that pathway. It's important. It's the right solution. We want peace, not confrontation.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Astronaut Christina Koch now marks her 289th day in space. USA's John Hunt has more.
Breaking retired astronaut Peggy Whitson's world record for the longest single space flight by a woman. Koch has participated in four spacewalks, joining astronaut Jessica Meir for history's first all-female excursion in October. She plans to venture back outside twice more in January, again teaming up with Meir to complete the installation of new solar array batteries for the station's solar-powered system. When Koch returns to Earth February 6th, her time in space will stand at 328 days, just 12 shy of retired astronaut Mark Kelly's U.S. record set in 2016. The all-time single flight record, 438 days, was set by cosmonaut Valery Polyankov in 1995. Winston still holds the U.S. record for total time in space, 666 days over five flights. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Safety in churches is the topic after a recent shooting in Texas. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A Texas church took care to feed a homeless man, and in return he opened fire on members during a Sunday morning service, killing two people before being killed himself. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News more churches need to have armed security guards to keep tragedies from happening.
So as you know, we had an incident several years ago, 2 years ago, in Sutherland Springs where over 20 people were killed. And the legislature responded. This worked. I mean, we cannot stop every incident. We need to be prepared, as Jack discussed. They were prepared. This church was prepared. And they are an example of what can be done. And within 6 seconds, they dealt with the issue and saved potentially hundreds of people.
USA's John Clemens says, watch out. Champagne corks can be dangerous.
Those dangers include the flying corks from the bubbly traveling at about 55 miles an hour.
Being hit in the eye with a champagne cork traveling at that speed can do a lot of damage.
That is optometrist Dr. Amanda Helsher with the Key Whitman Eye Center of Dallas.
I want to make sure first, if you're the opener, that you're not directing it at anyone. I've also seen someone get hit in the eye with a champagne cork because they're getting in front of it because the cork is difficult to get off. So it's very important that you're directing a champagne cork far away from, you know, anyone that could be contacted.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.